The first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1. From Paul, apostle of Christ Jesus, by a command of God our Saviour and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. False teachers. When I left for Macedonia, I urged you to remain in Ephesus to warn certain persons not to teach false doctrine or to concern themselves with fables and endless genealogies. These give rise to discussions rather than promoting a better service of God through faith. The aim of our warning is love, which comes from a pure mind, a good conscience, and sincere faith. Some have turned away from such motivation and have strayed into useless discussions. They claim to be teachers of the law when, in fact, they understand neither what they say nor the things they speak about. We know that the law is good as long as it serves its purpose. The law is not for the righteous, but for the lawless and for the wicked and sinful, for those who do not respect God and religion, for those who kill their parents, for murderers, for those who indulge in unlawful sex and homosexuality, for kidnappers and exploiters, for liars and perjurers, and for all that is contrary to sound doctrine, to the gospel of the God of glory and happiness, which was entrusted to me. I give thanks to Christ Jesus our Lord, who is my strength, who has considered me trustworthy and appointed me to his service, although I had been a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a rabid enemy. However, he took mercy on me because I did not know what I was doing when I opposed the faith. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant, together with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is true and worthy of belief. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. Because of that, I was forgiven. Christ Jesus wanted to display his utmost patience so that I might be an example for all who are to believe and obtain eternal life. To the King of ages, the only God who lives beyond every perishable and visible creation, to him be honor and glory forever. Amen. Timothy, my son, I command you to fight the good fight, fulfilling the prophetic words pronounced over you. Hold on to faith and a good conscience, unlike those who, ignoring conscience, have finally wrecked their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.